Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today here joining us for our second of our two-part series is our State Senator Jerry Bain back with us once again. And so, Senator Bain, we last left off talking about the budget in our part one of our two-part series. Let's kick off part two talking about some last-minute bills, if you could, most notably about mental health spending and funding, as well as the cannabis oil bill. Talk to us about those two.
Yeah, the mental health funding, that's been an interesting discussion the last couple of years. We passed a region system several years ago, and some of those regions were starting to get, there was friction growing within the region because there were tax levies, property tax levies that were higher in some parts of the region than they were in other parts. And so there's been a push to equalize the tax levies across the region and be sure that everyone is adequately paying for the services they're receiving. And we did Senate File 504 this year. I think that was a big deal, Coltrane, because we want to be sure that we're providing the services necessary. That's obviously the first line of business, is to be sure that you're providing the services you need to do, but also that it is funded in such a way that the members of that region feel like they're being treated fairly. And once that happens, then you reduce that friction, and it'll keep the region system working. And that way we can do a good job of providing mental health services. So I think that bill is going to go a long ways. One of the things that it had in it originally was an inflation factor built in, so it would, in essence, be on autopilot. I have traditionally not been in favor of putting bills on autopilot. I think it's better if the legislators come back and check and be sure that a particular system is working the way it's supposed to do. And in the end, that inflation factor was removed. And so in a couple of years now, we'll have to revisit this. All in all, I think it was a great bill. I think it made a big stride. I think it really addressed a lot of the concerns that were out there. And then the other thing, this cannabis bill, that was an interesting bill from the get-go. That started off in the Senate, went over to the House. The House didn't like some of the things that we had in it. In fact, they believed that it was not even workable. We had too much. It didn't describe it good enough. They thought the governor might even veto it. So they worked on it, sent it back to us. It's one of those things that went kind of to the last hour, the last minute, the last second of the last day, trying to get it hammered out. And we ended up lowering the number of conditions that would qualify for cannabis, tightened it up a little bit. And I think, all in all, I think we've got a reasonable bill. The biggest thing that I've been hesitant about on the whole cannabis issue is the fact that it currently at the federal level, it's a Schedule I drug. And a Schedule I drug just means it's classified as a drug that has no medicinal benefits and that it is highly addictive. If you change it to a Schedule II, it says it can be highly addictive and easy to abuse, but it has medical benefits, and therefore it can be studied. And right, That's been my big thing, is I want to get some double-blind studies. I want to check cannabis for efficacy. I want to check it for safety. I want to check it for consistency. And I think those are the things that typically a regular drug goes through all of those things before it's released to the general public. And I think that's what needs to be done with cannabis. So I think it ought to be available with a prescription from a doctor, just like any other medicine. But I think it ought to be treated like any other medicine, and it ought to be checked for safety and all that. So in the end, we changed it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 here in Iowa. That means that a pharmaceutical company or whatever could come to Iowa and do those tests and be okay in Iowa. The problem or the issue still is, at the federal level, it's still a Class 1 or Schedule 1 drug.
One of the last things we'll talk about is changing some of the regulatory things that the Department of Transportation Vehicle Enforcement can do alongside the Iowa State Patrol.
Yeah, that was an issue that came to the surface when some individuals who were picked up, I refer to it as Motor Vehicle Enforcement, or MVE. And the question was, do they have the authority to just handle a speeding ticket? And evidently a judge said no and threw some of those out. And what kind of really brought it to a head is there was a drug dealer that got picked up, so enforcement individuals didn't have the authority to stop him. So we said, well, that kind of nonsense just can't be. We've got to at least grant them temporary power to go ahead and write tickets, write speeding tickets, and enforce the same rules that the Highway Patrol can. And in the meantime, then, we'll give them a one-year authorization to do that with a study, see how they do. We're trying to figure out, even though they have two different departments there, and the whole goal is public safety. So what this bill will do is give them the temporary authority so we don't have to worry about letting drug dealers off. In the meantime, with the study, we'll find out if we need to change the law permanently, and what do we need to do to get both those departments to work together and be sure that public safety is on the front of everything they do.
So with everything that went on this legislative session, which seems like a lot of work that you all did to get bills pushed into new laws and everything, can you just tell me how you think the session went overall for you? I mean, again, Republican Party did have control of both the legislative as well as the executive branches.
Right. I thought we got quite a few things accomplished. Some of the issues that we got brought up and worked through were issues that we've been trying to deal with for years and couldn't even get them up for debate. And so now we got a chance to debate them. Some of the ones on tort reform, I think, were some big deal that, again, all of that stuff makes us more competitive and gives us a friendlier environment for job creators. And as you and I have talked, I think, multiple times, I think the only way we can keep the rural communities vibrant is if there's good jobs and an increase in jobs in those communities. And I think the only way we can do that is with a competitive business climate. And so all of the stuff that we worked on this year was aimed in that direction, and I think we got quite a little of that done.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. It's our State Senator Jerry Bain here to wrap up this year's legislative session. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.